Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Greeting you in Jesus' name. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers and Sister Linda Zampiero, and you're in tune with the daily broadcast of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Sing with us.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless His
We do bring you choice Christian greetings and welcome you to worship the Lord with us for the next few minutes while we sing and pray and read some things from God's Word. Just have a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. And by the time this service is over, we want you to realize that you have been in the presence of the Lord. And should there be someone in our midst today that has never repented of your sins, today would be the greatest day of your life if you'll just look up and ask the Lord to forgive you of your sins. Repent, tell Him you're sorry for the things that you have done, and you want Him to forgive you. And He'll forgive you if you just pray in faith, believing. Whether you're one step from God or a million steps from God, all it takes is one prayer of faith, and the Lord will change your life and turn you around. He's a wonderful Savior. Going to the Word of God to begin today's service, Job 32:8. There is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. Praise the Lord for the Word of God. Let's sing His praise hymnal. And let's turn to page 244. Clap your hands and let's sing together on Whosoever Meaneth Me. Hallelujah. It's a great song.
I am happy today, and the sun shines bright. The clouds have been rolled away. For the Savior said, whosoever will may come with Him to stay. Whosoever surely meaneth me, surely meaneth me, oh, surely meaneth me. Whosoever surely meaneth me, whosoever meaneth me. All my hopes have been raised, oh, His name be praised. His glory has filled my soul. I've been lifted up and from sin set free. His blood has made me whole. Whosoever surely meaneth me, surely meaneth me, oh, surely meaneth me. Whosoever surely meaneth me, whosoever meaneth me. wonderful love. Oh, what grace divine that Jesus should die for me. I was lost in sin, for the world I pine, but now I am set free. Whosoever surely meaneth me, surely meaneth me, oh, surely meaneth me. Whosoever surely meaneth me, whosoever meaneth me.
And for God so loved the world that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Whosoever meaneth me. So you can read that and substitute your own name. For I believe that he will save you if you will just look up to him and repent. It is a personal gospel. Whosoever meaneth you. Substitute your own name the next time you read John 3:16 and other verses. Reading today our precious promise from Jeremiah 31:25. For I have satisfied the weary soul, and I have replenished every sorrowful soul. I was thinking before I went on the air about people that are constantly worrying. I hear people say, I'm so worried, I'm so worried. And they'll be listing different things that they're worried about. You know, to worry is like sitting in a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but it doesn't take you any place. You just stay in the same place. You may be doing something, but you're not accomplishing anything. Why worry when you can pray? Worry is the opposite of faith. We need to put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's have faith in God for the answer instead of worrying about the outcome. If we put our trust in the hands of the Lord and we commit ourselves to him, we have nothing to worry about. We have nothing to be concerned about because he's handling the situation and everything is in his care. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you today because you have saturated the weary soul and you have satisfied the weary soul and you have replenished every sorrowful soul. Lord, I pray that you'll satisfy those today that are weary. I pray that you'll replenish those that are sorrowful. I pray in the name of Jesus for an outpouring of your Spirit. I pray today, Lord, for those that are bound with worry and so down in the dumps and often depressed. And Lord, I know their loads are heavy, but Lord, help us to realize that worry will take us nowhere. But we can pray the clouds away. Put our trust in you. Put our hope in you. Cast our cares upon you, for you care for us. Lord, help each one in this audience today to realize all they need to do is put their trust in you. It's faith in God will move a mighty mountain. And faith in God will calm a troubled sea. Faith will make a desert like a fountain. And faith will bring victory. In the name of Jesus, bless each one today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I've got on the righteousness of God. And I'm going to win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
And I'll give you some contact information at the end of the broadcast. I hope you think enough of our broadcast to let us know that you're there and let us know at least once in a while. All right, here's a great one from page 248. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Hallelujah. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful day. Day I will never forget. After I've wandered in darkness away, Jesus my Savior I met. Oh, what a tender, compassionate friend. He met the need of my heart. Shadows dispelling, with joy I am telling, He made all the darkness depart. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul.
Filled my soul.
When at the cross the Savior made me whole. My sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down, and glory filled my soul.
Filled my soul.
Born of the Spirit with life from above, into God's family divine, justified fully through Calvary's love. Oh, what a standing is mine. And the transaction so quickly was made, when as a sinner I came. Took all the offer of grace He did proffer. He saved me, oh praise His dear name. Now I've a hope that will surely endure after the passing of time. I have a future in heaven for sure, there in those mansions sublime. And it's because of that wonderful day, when at the cross I believed. Riches eternal and blessings supernal from His precious hand I received. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul.
Filled my soul.
When at the cross the Savior made me whole. My sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down, and glory filled my soul. Well, we thank you for worshiping with us today. I hope you feel a little heaven down in your soul. After you've given to your church and taken care of your family, if you had something left and you'd like to share it with the power of Pentecost, it would just help us to keep coming to you. And if you don't have any money to send, send us a card or a letter anyway. We'd be so happy to hear from you. The mailing address is the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. Website www.pentecostalradio.org. Remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. And you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul.
Filled my my soul.
There at the cross, the